Several years ago, Richard Dawkins did an interview with The Guardian. And if you know who Richard Dawkins is, he's the author of The God Delusion, and he's also one of the acclaimed new atheists. And in this interview, he said something very interesting that even took me aback. He claimed, "Somebody as intelligent as Jesus would have been an atheist if he had known what we know today. He was a great moral teacher." While the first part of his statement is a little sensational, it's not uncommon for us to hear in our day that Jesus was a great moral teacher, just like Gandhi or Buddha. However, if we read the Gospels, is it possible for us to make the claim that Jesus was just a great moral teacher? Some people like Richard Dawkins may ask, well, show me in the Bible where Jesus claims to be God. I don't see the words, "I am God," in the Gospels. I just don't see it. So Richard Dawkins might have a point in saying that we don't hear those words explicitly, but if we understood the Gospels in the light of their Jewish context, it would be very crystal clear that Jesus is claiming to be God. Here are three examples. The first example comes from our Gospel today. Jesus claims to be the Lord of the Sabbath. And for a Jewish person to think about that, who is the Lord of the Sabbath? Only God is the Lord of the Sabbath. So when Jesus identifying himself as the Lord of the Sabbath, he's in effect claiming to be God. Another example in the Gospel is in Matthew chapter 12, verse 6. And he says, "Something greater than the temple is here." And so the Jewish people are like, what's greater than the temple? Only God is greater than the temple. And Jesus is standing there like, yes, because I am God. And finally, the last example I gave is from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 58. He says, "Before Abraham was, I am." Before Abraham was, I am. When Jesus says, "I am," he's referring to that divine name that was revealed to Moses in the burning bush. And that's why in that passage, the Jewish people were about to stone him for saying something like that. He wasn't just saying, "I am." He was saying something very sacred and divine. So clearly, Jesus is claiming to be God. And so if he's claiming to be God, we're left with three options concerning his identity, or a trilemma. C.S. Lewis writes that Jesus cannot just be a great moral teacher because no moral teacher claimed to be God as Jesus did. Either he's the Lord, a lunatic, or a liar. Think about it like this. If Jesus claimed to be God, but he was in fact not God, but he thought he was God, he'd be crazy. Right? It'd just be like if I claimed to be Elvis Presley, but obviously I'm not Elvis Presley, but I kept saying that, you guys would think I'd be crazy. Likewise, if he claimed to be God, but he knew that he wasn't God, but he continued to say that, he'd be considered a liar, falsely misrepresenting his identity. However, if he claims to be God, and he is truly God, then we can say that Jesus is the Lord. He's not just a great moral teacher. And so C.S. Lewis will write, "Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to." And how do we know that Jesus is Lord? By his death and resurrection, Jesus validates his claim that he is God. What did the Apostle Thomas say when he encountered the resurrected Jesus? He said, "My Lord and my God." However, as Catholic Christians, even though we claim that Jesus is Lord and our God, we may be tempted to experience a trilemma of the heart, where Jesus is Lord in certain parts of our lives, And in others, he's either a lunatic or a liar. We could say, Jesus, you're the Lord of my life when I go to church and when I pray or when I do my Bible studies. Or we could claim that he's a lunatic in other parts of our life. What? Life is to be sacred from the moment of conception till natural death? You created man to be male and women to be female? Jesus, you're crazy. Or maybe we consider him a liar in other parts of our life. Jesus, do you really love me? My life is in shambles right now. I've experienced so much loss, and I'm beginning to doubt whether you really love me. We can experience a trilemma of the heart. Yet Jesus wants to remind us today that his word is true. That the Son of Man, who is the Lord of the Sabbath, is also the Lord of my entire life. And so as we approach the Eucharist today, let us receive the Lord and enthrone him in his rightful place in our heart. So that in proclaiming him as Lord before others, they may also see him as Lord dwelling in our hearts.